Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Used to be, if you wanted milk from a cow, you had to get it by hand. Then came machines a farmer would attach to a cow's udder that pumped the milk out. Well, on more and more farms these days, robots are doing that chore, cutting labor costs, increasing yields, and teaching farmers about the health and productivity of their herds. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Vermont Public Radio's Charlotte Albright stopped by one farm in neighboring New Hampshire to watch an agribot at work.
Cows have been giving milk at Tolendo Farm in Orford, New Hampshire, since 1956. That's when Nate Tuller's grandparents started the dairy business. A rambling white farmhouse and aging silos still stand alongside a much newer red metal barn. There are 450 Holsteins to milk several times a day, plus a lot of calves to move from outdoor nursery pens into stalls. Pretty labor-intensive. So a few months ago, the Tuller family bought four robotic milkers and moved them into the new red barn. Interior fences guide cows to platforms beside the robots. They look like red refrigerators in the center of the building.
Let's see if one will come in this end. It's like a guessing game as to when they're going to come in and who's next.
A guessing game because the cows can amble into the milking area pretty much whenever they feel the need. But just to add incentive, a bowl of grain strategically sits where the cow can be reached by the robotic milker. When a cow arrives and starts munching, the robot's many arms get to work.
Two brushes go underneath to clean the teats. They're very soft and they have a disinfectant on them. Once the teats are clean, the brush swings out of the way, and a laser will turn on.
The laser spots the cow's tag so that the computer can identify her. Then four plastic tentacles with suction cups grope around until they attach themselves to her udders.
This cow, on average, is in here 7 minutes and 40 seconds. She probably gives around 30 pounds each time in.
Since most cows visit the robots more than twice a day, they produce more milk than they did before the robots arrived. The robot keeps track of how much. It can also detect abnormalities in the milk, check the cow's health, even give the exact period of time when optimal insemination should take place. Milking robots aren't cheap, about $125,000, plus barn improvements needed for the machines. But standing on a steel balcony overlooking his operation, Tuller says each robot frees at least three human workers for other chores and for family time.
I've got three kids, and I hope to be able to make more events more easily because there won't be a rigid schedule for chores.
Cows do need to be trained to set their own milking schedules, but after about 8 weeks at Tolendo Farm, only about 25 out of the 450 cows need to be humanly led to their work sites. And while the initial investment is still, for many, a risk, it can also keep a solvent family farm in business as older, perhaps less computer-savvy relatives retire. One Vermont dealer for the robot says he sold over 50 so far, with an average of 3 per farm. For Here and Now, I'm Charlotte Albright.